We will call the public safety meeting to order.
Let's go.
Roll call. Mr. Adler.
Aye.
Mr. Robinson, Mr. McRae.
Here.
Mr. Malone.
Here.
Present. We do have notice from Mr. Asadurian and Coombs. They're both running late, so they may be joining us shortly. Is anyone here from the public or public comment? If not, I entertain a motion for approval of the last minute.
So moved. Second.
It's been refused and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Purchase approvals are being circulated. We will return to those items. First thing on the agenda is the animal control. And he's submitting two approvals for the spayed and neutered. This is a continuing thing, the population fund.
Yes.
One is in the amount of $4,800, and it's from Partners for Pets. And the second is from Sniff Alliance for $4,795.50. Are there any questions on these two requests from animal control?
I entertain a motion to approve that.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Adler.
Aye.
Mr. McRae.
Yes.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Mr. Malone.
Aye.
So moved. Do you have anything else for us
today,
Tammy? Are there any questions for Tammy from anyone? If not, thank you. Mr. Corn.
Madam Chairman, I'm just here. I know there's been a lot of publicity on the heroin farms that we've started here recently. The problems still exist in this county, obviously. We're already up to 7 heroin deaths this year. And we're just now in the first part of March. So, you know, other than that, the normal routine, the stats are online, found online. But I was here if anybody had any questions, because I know a lot of this has been in the news, and a lot more is coming your way in the next couple of weeks. So if any of the board members had any questions, I'm here to answer.
Student found at Alton High, that would be confirmed.
The student at Alton High that did not die,
yeah.
that appeared to be a heroin overdose.
Does this happen at school?
At school.
And the form that was held last week, how did it?
Very successful, pretty large crowd. I think in the future we're going to try to do some evening times so more people can show up. That's been discussed. I know the news services have been really good on covering this. Myself, Sheriff Hertz, Steve Wigginton, and Tom Gibbons will be going over to KTVI on Wednesday to do a fairly lengthy interview, but I think it's going to be some kind of a spotlight show. There'll be a longer program on this problem. This guy's been being interviewed by Channel 4 earlier this afternoon. They're doing a short story, and then they're going to also do a long story. So the one thing that we really wanted to do, we seem to be accomplishing, and that is getting the message out.
Is St. Clair County having the same problems?
Yes, sir. We're having similar issues.
Is our heroin problem here in terms of mortality, is it better or worse than St. Clair County?
We're actually
about
worse.
The same.
We're a little bit worse than St. Clair County for some reason.
How about St. Louis County?
St. Louis County is experiencing they're on the uprise, too. The amazing thing, and it's a form, I didn't even realize this, but DEA did a graph, almost like a weather, where you got a weather front that's going across the map, and this problem started right at the river, and as the years have gone by, this front is moving across Madison County, going eastward, until now we're having problems in Green, St. Jacob, Highland, that sort of thing, where it started on the river, and it continues to travel, spreading like a cancer, so to speak.
Are there any additional questions for the community?
Is the source, is it easy to make, or is it, I mean, I don't know anything about heroin.
The source is coming from Mexico,
from
basically,
Mexico. Okay.
The majority of it. It's going to Chicago first, where they're stepping on it there, mixing it, or whatever they're doing with it. And then it comes back down to our area through all the interstate systems.
Gotcha.
But Chicago is such a great, easy place to deliver because it's the third largest port in the world.
Sure.
With the trains, the ports, the interstate highways. So from Mexico to Chicago, and Chicago comes back down this way through the interstate systems. Again, why Madison County and St. Clair County are experiencing it, because we're right along the interstate.
Yeah.
So, and Missouri, too. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barnum. Let the minutes show that Ms. Cohn has arrived. The Sheriff's Office. Okay, we do have three purchasing requests from the Sheriff's Office this afternoon. One is for the annual renewal of the digital recording systems maintenance from March 2014 through February 2015 in the amount of $5,989.52. Is it okay if I move all these together? And the next is for the installation of new equipment in the two new vehicles. That includes the consoles, petitions, et cetera.
How much is that for?
$12,000. And then we have...
I think that's more than two vehicles.
Ten new vehicles. And, of course, then we do have the... I kind of went to reverse all of it.
I think those are mobile home parks. That's what I was trying to figure out.
The new equipment for the 10 new vehicles. And it's at $25,076. Do you have anything to add to these requests?
I would that we approve those.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second? Mr. Adler?
Aye.
Ms. Coons?
Aye.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
Mr. Robertson?
Yes.
And Mr. Milan?
Aye.
So moved. Are there any additional questions for the Sheriff's Office? If you have, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next, we have the license investigator.
Yes.
And we, okay. Thank you.
I don't see it. We have very little violations. The one we have loud music once again is not tolerated. There's been two things. I talked with Brett Dixon again. He seems to think that this guy is targeting him to cause him trouble. The way he feels. Because he's complied with everything, and when they come to see, the music is down. One, their license, their police report does say that the patron that complained was in his establishment prior to and was saying he felt that the music was to be turned down, and the son of the proprietor had turned it down. His wishes, but then he went and complained again anyway. He feels that he's kind of just causing, trying to cause more trouble. I don't know.
Well, with them opening up there, where's the band playing?
They play in that open area. Yeah, they have garage doors that they close.
When they play?
When they play.
Yeah.
It's always the same person.
Always the same person.
Yeah.
How close do they live to the place?
Pretty close.
Very close.
Yeah.
A lot of noise out, kind of chilling to begin with.
Yeah. Okay. It is loud, but it is long.
Yeah.
Okay, we do have here an application for a new license. And it's for Frank's Restaurant, and that's in Cottage Hills. And it's, do you all have anything you want to add to this request?
I
guess
it's it's a restaurant. When he went through zoning and met with Derek, they didn't require the special use hearing because the floor plan is laid out for a restaurant.
It's had several proprietors. They change them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're actually for. They get the liquor license to actually sell the liquor. They get the liquor license to get gaming machines.
He says they're getting it to sell beer and wine because their customers complain that they can't be served alcohol when they dine there.
He have it in Alton? Didn't he have the village and that who had the village in Alton, Frank?
I think so.
Yeah.
Did he have liquor there? Did we know that?
His name's not Frank, though.
Well, yeah, but it's called the same.
Okay.
It was Frank up there.
No, I don't believe he had liquor there.
Okay, you, you hear the request here for this application.
Okay. Right across from the church.
Sure. I think you need to take a voice vote on it.
Okay.
I move that we approve the application for Frank's. It doesn't involve any money, does it?
Right. Other than
the
necessary
fees. I mean, he's paid
his annual license fee, yes. And I see that there is a note on here. Has it been complied with?
Yes.
Do you know about the lease?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have all that. I got it from the reporter's office today.
Okay. Ms. Cohn?
Yes.
Ms. McRae?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
And Malone?
Yes. So,
are there any additional questions for... Do we have any additional questions for the license investigator or the auditor? If not, and we also need to get a motion, I guess, to approve the... We are signing the annual licenses and all. So I have a motion for that?
I make a motion that we approve the licenses.
All in favor?
I'll second.
All in favor?
I guess I did.
So moved.
Must put up.
Okay. And then we have, the purchase approvals are going around, I believe. Or they haven't made it yet. Okay, they're on their way around.
Judy's.
Yeah, I'll look at
that. That $41,000 from the sheriff. That was the tasers, right? Is that what?
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
We talked about that last month, I believe.
Right? We talked about it last month. I don't know why we're approving it twice, but I guess that's just.
Yeah, they was on here last month. It's just showing up on the deals. We approved it last time.
Yeah.
But it's just in the bill, but it's been approved already.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. It was approved at last time.
Crime doesn't pay, but it sure is expensive, isn't it?
That's right.
The one I just gave
you. When you see sheriff or police on it, they
know it's in the bill.
We're just
going to
approve it.
I thought. But you got charged to install that stuff.
How does that work? Do you
really?
Oh, really? Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
We approved this resolution for the sheriff department, his lasers, at the last meeting. But now it's showing up on the bill. So are we really approving it twice?
No, your purchase order report. It's after the fact.
Yeah. So it's already been
spent.
So it's already been done.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really, it really wouldn't have been on there last month.
Yeah. Well, we had to.
It was a resolution, though, because it was over.
Yeah, it was a resolution.
Yeah,
$30,000.
It was on the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They just don't actually put it into their purchase order system.
Until after the resolution has been done. Okay, and we're also going to be, I need a motion to submit our report for, we have two amusement licenses in the amount of $500 that we're going to be submitting at our meeting. May I have a motion to submit this report?
So moved.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, everyone has had an opportunity to view our purchase recommendations. May I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Adler?
Aye.
Ms. Cohn?
Yes.
McRae?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
And Malone?
Aye.
So moved.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't overlook you guys over there. I'm sorry. I'm just rambling on over here. Okay, we do have a request from... No, let's do the emergency management, Larry.
The only thing that I have to report is that we formed another planning committee for the next upcoming exercise, which will be conducted at the end of April. We'll update you a little bit more detail on that next week. But that's in the process.
Any questions for emergency management?
Earthquake. I think the main objective that we want to deal with is resource management. And we're going to look at that real closely.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Okay, 911. We have a request here, a purchase request, for the installation of radio equipment, the TSAPs, in the amount of $5,271.66. May I have a motion for approval?
What is it? I'm sorry. Radio equipment.
Radio equipment. Correct.
Radio equipment. To the last month, we obtained approval for those purchases of the radios.
Okay.
And this is for those five radios to go into the PSAPs that don't have them right now.
Gotcha. Okay.
And this is for the installation of those.
Okay.
May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Adler.
Aye.
Coon.
Yes.
McRae.
Yes.
Robinson.
Yes.
And Malone.
Aye.
So moved. Do you have anything else for us?
No, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, are there any questions? Now, one more. Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have any new business to come before this committee today? No new business? If not, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Oh, yeah, this one.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Thank you all.